Unit 12. Life is full of the unexpected.
Section A.
一，听录音，选出与所听内容相符的图片，其中有一项是多余的。每个句子读两遍。
One. Tom was late again because his alarm clock didn't go off. One. Tom was late again because his alarm clock didn't go off.
2. By the time I got home, I realized that I had left my umbrella in the classroom. 2. By the time I got home, I realized that I had left my umbrella in the classroom.
3. She realized that she had left her keys on the table. 3. She realized that she had left her keys on the table.
4. Linda told the policeman that someone had stolen her wallet. 4. Linda told the policeman that someone had stolen her wallet.
5. Jim felt exhausted after he had climbed up to the top of the mountain. 5. Jim felt exhausted after he had climbed up to the top of the mountain.
2. 听录音，选择最佳答语，每个句子读两遍。
1. Why were you so late for school this morning? 1. Why were you so late for school this morning?
2.I'm sorry I'm late for school. 2. I'm sorry I'm late for school.
3. Have you ever forgotten your appointment with your friend? 3. Have you ever forgotten your appointment with your friend?
4. When I locked the door, I realized I had left the keys inside. 4.When I locked the door, I realized I had left the keys inside.
5. Why were you running to the supermarket yesterday? 5. Why were you running to the supermarket yesterday?
3. 听录音，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。
1. Tom, you are late again.
Sorry, Miss Wong, I overslept.
2. You look so tired, John. What's the matter?
I walked to school this morning.
Why don't you take the school bus?
Because by the time I got there, the bus had already left.
3. Why does Dave look worried?
Because he left his backpack at school.
4. Why didn't you go to the party yesterday?
Because it rained heavily.
5. Did you have a good time at the costume party last night, Jim?
Yes, we all enjoyed ourselves.
Did you have a good time at the costume party last night, Jim?
Yes, we all enjoyed ourselves.
四，听录音，完成句子，每个句子读两遍。
One, by the time she went outside, the bus had already left. One, by the time she went outside, the bus had already left.
Two, by the time he got to the class, the teacher had started teaching already. Two, by the time he got to the class, the teacher had started teaching already.
Three,When Mary got to school, she realized she had left her backpack at home. 3. When Mary got to school, she realized she had left her backpack at home.
4. My mother was cooking lunch when I got home. 4. My mother was cooking lunch when I got home.
5.By the time I got to the airport, the plane had left. 5. By the time I got to the airport, the plane had left.
Section B.
一，听录音，选出与所听内容相符的图片，每个句子读两遍。
One. By 10 o'clock, he had studied for 5 hours. One.By 10 o'clock, he had studied for 5 hours.
2. When I left the library, it was already dark. 2. When I left the library, it was already dark.
3. When I got home, I realized I had left my watch in the classroom. 3. When I got home, I realized I had left my watch in the classroom.
Four, she was late for school because she forgot her books. Four, she was late for school because she forgot her books.
Five, they held a costume party last Friday night. Five, they held a costume party last Friday night.
二，听录音，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。
One, why didn't you go with Jack?
When I arrived at the station, he had already left.
One, why didn't you go with Jack?
When I arrived at the station, he had already left.
Two.Why did you come back so late, Ted?
Because I waited until Jim finished his homework.
Two. Why did you come back so late, Ted?
Because I waited until Jim finished his homework.
Three. Tom, you are late today. Why?
I had to walk to school today. When I got to the bus stop, the bus had already gone.
Three. Tom, you are late today. Why?
I had to walk to school today. When I got to the bus stop, the bus had already gone.
Four.What's the time by your watch?
It's already 4:30. Do you think we can finish the job in an hour?
Certainly not. I'm afraid we need 2 hours at least.
Oh, gosh.
Four. What's the time by your watch?
It's already 4:30. Do you think we can finish the job in an hour?
Certainly not. I'm afraid we need 2 hours at least.
Oh, gosh.
Five. What do you think of this restaurant?
It's okay. I like this wine. It's very good. Do you like it?
Not very much. I don't like the food. I think it's terrible. What do you think of it?
The food is all right, but the singer is not very good.
Five. What do you think of this restaurant?
It's okay. I like this wine. It's very good. Do you like it?
Not very much. I don't like the food. I think it's terrible. What do you think of it?
The food is all right, but the singer is not very good.
Three. 听录音，选择正确答案。对话读两遍。
What happened, Tony?
Well, I had a bad morning. First of all, I overslept. By the time I got up, my father had already got in the shower. I had my breakfast when he was having a shower. So after he got out of the shower, I took a quick shower and got dressed.
Were you late for the bus?
Yes. By the time I went to the bus stop, the bus had already left.
How did you get to school then?
I ran all the way to school.
And then?
When I got to school, I realized that I had left my backpack at home. What a bad day.
I see why you look stressed out. What happened, Tony?
Well, I had a bad morning. First of all, I overslept. By the time I got up, my father had already got in the shower. I had my breakfast when he was having a shower. So after he got out of the shower, I took a quick shower and got dressed.
Were you late for the bus?
Yes. By the time I went to the bus stop, the bus had already left.
How did you get to school then?
I ran all the way to school.
And then?
When I got to school, I realized that I had left my backpack at home. What a bad day.
I see why you look stressed out.
Four. 听录音，判断正误。短文读两遍。
Today was a bad day, but it was also a good day. Here was the bad news. My dad and I went to the hotel by taxi. The driver told us many things about Nanjing. I was excited about it. We went into the hotel, but I couldn't find my bag. I ran back to the taxi, but it had already gone. In the afternoon, my dad and I took a bus to the police station.But a policeman showed us three bags, but none of them was mine. I just wanted to cry. Just at that moment, someone brought me a piece of good news. He told me a driver came into the police station with a bag. It was mine. I was happy to see the taxi driver again. He wished me to enjoy my visit in Nanjing. I can have a good trip now.Today was a bad day, but it was also a good day. Here was the bad news. My dad and I went to the hotel by taxi. The driver told us many things about Nanjing. I was excited about it. We went into the hotel, but I couldn't find my bag. I ran back to the taxi, but it had already gone. In the afternoon, my dad and I took a bus to the police station.But a policeman showed us three bags, but none of them was mine. I just wanted to cry. Just at that moment, someone brought me a piece of good news. He told me a driver came into the police station with a bag. It was mine. I was happy to see the taxi driver again. He wished me to enjoy my visit in Nanjing. I can have a good trip now. Section C.
一，听录音，选择正确答案。对话读两遍。
Sam, it's 8 o'clock now. Get up quickly. It's time for breakfast.
What do we have for breakfast today?
Sandwiches, bread, and milk.
Are they chicken sandwiches or vegetable ones?
Chicken sandwiches.
Great. They're my favorite.
Wash your hands before you eat.
Okay, Mum, but where's Dad?
He's sleeping.
Why? It's so late now. It's 8:30. Daddy's too lazy.
No, Sam. He slept rather late last night because he went to the station to meet his friend. Do not wake him up. Let him sleep a little more.
Okay, Mum. Questions. 1. Where are Sam and his mother?
2. What's Sam's favorite food?
3. What does Sam's mother ask him to do before eating?
4. What's Sam's dad doing now?
5. Why did Sam's dad sleep late last night?
Sam, it's 8 o'clock now. Get up quickly. It's time for breakfast.
What do we have for breakfast today?
Sandwiches, bread, and milk.
Are they chicken sandwiches or vegetable ones?
Chicken sandwiches.
Great. They're my favorite.
Wash your hands before you eat.
Okay, Mum, but where's Dad?
He's sleeping.
Why? It's so late now. It's 8:30. Daddy's too lazy.
No, Sam. He slept rather late last night because he went to the station to meet his friend. Do not wake him up. Let him sleep a little more.
Okay, Mum. Questions. 1. Where are Sam and his mother?
2. What's Sam's favorite food?
3. What does Sam's mother ask him to do before eating?
4. What's Sam's dad doing now?
5. Why did Sam's dad sleep late last night?
Two, 听录音，选择正确答案。短文读两遍。
There was once a white fat woman. She had a small thin husband. He worked in a big office and he got his weekly pay every Friday evening. As soon as he got home on Fridays, he had to give his wife all his money and then his wife gave him back only enough to buy his lunch in the office every day. One day, the small man came home very happily. He hurried into the living room. His wife was listening to the radio and eating apples there. "You'll never guess what happened to me today, dear," he said. He waited for a few seconds and then said again, "We won $10,000 on buying the lottery tickets." "That's wonderful," shouted his wife happily. But after she thought it for a few seconds, she said angrily, "But wait a minute. How could you have enough money to buy the tickets?" There was once a white fat woman. She had a small, thin husband. He worked in a big office and he got his weekly pay every Friday evening. As soon as he got home on Fridays, he had to give his wife all his money and then his wife gave him back only enough to buy his lunch in the office every day. One day, the small man came home very happily. He hurried into the living room. His wife was listening to the radio and eating apples there. "You'll never guess what happened to me today, dear," he said. He waited for a few seconds and then said again, "We won $10,000 on buying the lottery tickets." "That's wonderful," shouted his wife happily. But after she thought it for a few seconds, she said angrily, "But wait a minute. How could you have enough money to buy the tickets?"
Three, 听录音，完成下列表格，短文读两遍。
Last Saturday, I decided to go to a movie. My little sister said she wanted to go with me because she was bored at home. When we got to the movie theater by taxi, a lot of people were waiting there to buy tickets. I saw a friend of mine, so I walked up and talked with him for a while. When we finished talking, I found my sister was lost. I called her name loudly and looked for her for about 30 minutes. Everyone was looking at me. Finally, I found my sister in a shop near the theater. She was playing happily there. We didn't see the movie that day and went home early. From this experience, I learned that I must be more careful if I have to take my little sister out with me again. Last Saturday, I decided to go to a movie. My little sister said she wanted to go with me because she was bored at home. When we got to the movie theater by taxi, a lot of people were waiting there to buy tickets. I saw a friend of mine, so I walked up and talked with him for a while. When we finished talking, I found my sister was lost. I called her name loudly and looked for her for about 30 minutes. Everyone was looking at me. Finally, I found my sister in a shop near the theater. She was playing happily there. We didn't see the movie that day and went home early. From this experience, I learned that I must be more careful if I have to take my little sister out with me again.
When I was 14, I was too nervous to talk to anyone. My classmates often laughed at me. I was sad and could do nothing. Later, something happened and changed my life. My mother asked me to take part in an English speech contest. It meant I had to speak in front of all the teachers and the students. "Come on, boy, just believe in yourself. You are sure to win." Then we talked about many different topics. At last, I chose the topic, "Believe in yourself." I tried my best to remember all the speech and practiced it over 100 times. With the help of my mother's love, I did well in the contest. I could hardly believe my ears when the news came out that I had won the first place. When I was 14, I was too nervous to talk to anyone. My classmates often laughed at me. I was sad and could do nothing. Later, something happened and changed my life. My mother asked me to take part in an English speech contest. It meant I had to speak in front of all the teachers and the students. "Come on, boy, just believe in yourself. You are sure to win." Then we talked about many different topics. At last, I chose the topic, Believe in Yourself. I tried my best to remember all the speech and practiced it over 100 times. With the help of my mother's love, I did well in the contest. I could hardly believe my ears when the news came out that I had won the first place.
Hello, Jimmy. Do you know we are going to have a class party?
No. When is it?
At 6 o'clock in the evening this Sunday.
And where shall we have it?
In the meeting room. It's on the third floor of our school building.
I see. And what are we going to do at the class party?
We are going to sing, dance, and play many interesting games.
That's good. What should we take?
Well, I'm not sure. You can call Jerry. He knows everything.
Okay. Do you know his telephone number?
Yes. It's 625-6898.
625-6898.
That's right.
Thank you. See you on Sunday.
See you. Hello, Jimmy. Do you know we are going to have a class party?
No. When is it?
At 6 o'clock in the evening this Sunday.
And where shall we have it?
In the meeting room. It's on the third floor of our school building.
I see. And what are we going to do at the class party?
We are going to sing, dance, and play many interesting games.
That's good. What should we take?
Well, I'm not sure. You can call Jerry. He knows everything.
Okay. Do you know his telephone number?
Yes. It's 625-6898.
625-6898.
That's right.
Thank you. See you on Sunday.
See you.